Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't let the sun catch you crying.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great time with our good friend Rick Maurer. He's teaching us a lot about how to get out of our own way, folks, how to not make unforced errors. Rick, thanks again for being here. RickMaurer.com, M-A-U-R-E-R. Folks, please go there and check it out. And if you'll go to that website and click on Leadership Survey at the top tab, you'll see some of the stuff that we're talking about here, the research that Rick has done and giving to us for free. So, Rick, on behalf of my audience, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. And by the way, Jim, I'm continually adding to it. So, for instance, what we're talking about this morning, like what people's reactions are when you do it, I haven't written about that yet, and I will. And so the website's where I'm going to start posting all that
so
stuff.
Keep going back and checking on it, folks. This is good stuff. You know, I love hearing football coaches, basketball coaches, whatever, especially talk about intangibles.
Huh.
How a team beat one team, one lesser team, beat a better team from a strength, size, skill standpoint.
Yeah.
Because of intangibles, and I think. And intangibles, there's one thing we know about intangibles is they cost nothing to have or to fix, to acquire or to fix.
Yeah.
And that reminds me of avoiding unforced errors. It costs nothing to do that.
You're absolutely right.
So what else do we need to know about this?
Well, you know, actually, it's only somewhat related, but I think it might be helpful. Years and years ago, I was a school teacher, and my job was to work with kids in a junior high who were almost on the verge of being thrown out of school.
Yeah.
And I was working with this one kid, I'll call him Billy, and I said, Billy, five of your six teachers have referred you to me, but your sixth teacher, Mr. Komasoulis, your science teacher, didn't. Do you like science? He said, no, not particularly. And I said, well, look, you got a perfect track record here. You messed up in every five classes. How come not in Mr. Komasoulis? And he's laughing, you know, we're having a good... And I said, well, what's going on? And he said, you wouldn't mess up for Mr. K.
Wow.
And so immediately I start picturing this tyrant. But I said, why? And he said, I don't know. And so I went in and visited a few times in Tony Komasoulis' class. And the guy was a kind of a regular teacher. He gave presentations. But what came across, this is the intangible, is that, one, he loved science and he loved these kids. And he wasn't doing anything innovative. It wasn't like the classroom looked different or he had a smaller anything. This guy, it was just clear the passion he had for what he was teaching and for those young men and women in the school.
And that struck this kid, didn't it?
Pardon me?
That struck this kid. It did.
And, you know, and it was a huge thing. I mean, for this kid who literally was having problems in all kinds of places.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of, you know, that intangible, one of the things I found in this study is that the people just didn't believe that the leader really cared about this project. And the leader might care deeply, but it's not coming across. And so that's an intangible that would really, if I was a business owner, that would be, well, I'm a business owner, but it'd be really interesting to know. Like, oh, I'm passionate about this, but nobody else thinks that I'm really passionate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I think I told you the story. I was hired to go in and make some changes in a company back when I had my consulting company. And the owner gave me my marching orders, and we agreed on why we were going to do it and what needed to be done and where the problems were. And the first meeting I had with one of his key people, the guy said, well, the first thing he said is, you know you're not the first one to try this, right? I said, what do you mean? He said, oh, man, that boss has been doing this for a long time. He said, good luck.
Yeah.
You know what? That guy was right.
Yeah.
Because the boss wouldn't come down and say, okay, people, I know we've tried this before, but I need your help.
Yeah.
He never did that, see?
No, that's a big deal.
Yeah. He didn't get and so his track record of throwing solutions at a problem had was preceding him.
Yeah.
And taking him down. It was an unforced error.
You're absolutely right. So kind of the first thing is as business owners and or leaders within a family business, we need to realize, okay, what are the unforced errors I might be committing right now?
Mm-hmm.
And there's got to be, for almost all of us, one or two people, if you sit down, buy them a cup of coffee, they'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do it in a staff meeting. That's risky for people. But usually there's one or two people who say, okay, so Jim, yeah, you know, there is this one thing.
Yep.
And that's enough to get started.
RickMaurer.com, M-A-U-R-E-R. Hey, Rick, good job today. We always love it when you we always get smarter when you are here. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Rick Maurer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.